This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stretch run, Grant and Danny. Chad Dukes versus the world, top of the hour at 2. Looking forward to seeing what Chad thought of the Redskins' first win of the season. Hopefully the first of many. They got a tall order Sunday night. At least the game's in primetime. At least you take away any advantage you might have had with the Raiders cross-country playing a 1 o'clock game when their body clock wasn't adjusted.
That's the old 10 a.m. where they're getting up at 5 o'clock their time and getting to the stadium and they're all sleepwalking. Yeah, that's gone.
You can catch me and Danny talking Nationals baseball. Brand new DC Quick Pitch podcast comes out this afternoon. It's brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. We post DC Quick Pitches every Monday. On thefandc.com, we go in-depth on everything baseball in D.C., Major League Baseball around the country. Check it out every Monday afternoon, thefandc.com, play.it, also available on iTunes. And again, a new quick pitch is yours in just a couple of hours. So as you get ready to settle in for the evening, make sure you tune in this evening for that. All right, I know they won, but little thing we like to do after victories where we count two or three items for the Redskins that still we need to call attention to, because it's easy after a victory to just look at everything as 72 and sunny and celebrate a win, but there was a lot that needs to be cleaned up, so give me a couple thoughts.
Yeah, they won, but they still can't throw it down the field. Last year, the Redskins very sneakily, very quietly, whisper quiet, led the league in most 25-plus yard pass plays. Not that many have happened to this point this year. The receivers on the outside simply have to do more. Very little production from their top two outside guys.
I know the Redskins won, but Terrell Pryor still dropping passes. Terrell Pryor still not effective enough. And Terrell Pryor still not involved enough. I know the Redskins won, but staying at the position, Josh Doctson is still missing in action. I know the Redskins won, but at what point are you going to get this passing game going with your outside wide receivers? You're going to have to make vertical plays this year to win games. You're going to have to. Through two games, this is ominous looking. Scott is in D.C. Scott, what's up?
What's up, guys? You just hit the nail on the head, man. I know they won, but I'm so tired of seeing Terrell Pryor drop that football. Danny, I know you were hammering on him earlier, and I couldn't agree with you guys more. It's just frustrating getting all this hype. Between that and not seeing Josh Doctson on the field, it's getting a little ridiculous.
Thank you, buddy. Defense on third down was better, but I'll give you this one. I know they won, but you still allowed 5 of 12 conversions, including a couple of third and, in air quotes, yeah, longs. And you allowed the only fourth down the Rams attempted to be converted as well. I know they won, but 6 for 13 on third and fourth down, still not quite good enough.
I know they won, but they gave up 6.8 yards per play in this ballgame. I know time of possession they dominated and all those kinds of things. Total yards, they didn't really dominate. The Rams moved the football. Todd Gurley was shucking and jiving, ran
dot,
it effectively.
Dot.
Caught the ball. Cooper Kupp was open an awful lot. If I'm in L.A. doing Sports Talk Radio this morning, I'm going, hey, Sean, you're a genius. You've got great hair, and you're very handsome, but get Sammy Watkins involved. You went ahead and traded for him so you could check it down to tight ends and some other guys. That's a weapon for you. I would, find a way to utilize him a little bit. He was a threat, but you still gave up 6.8 yards per play. That's not terribly good.
I know they won, but Dustin Hopkins did miss a field goal in a one-possession game. I know they won, but they fumbled 3 times and didn't lose any of them.
Yeah, very fortunate.
Good luck trying to duplicate that again this season. Cousins on a snap, which he fell on. That toss to Thompson in the backfield, which was loose, could have been a disaster. And Jordan Reed fumbled and had a ball bounced directly back up to him. What a break that was early in the game when they were moving. So I know they won, and they didn't turn the ball over, but you can't fumble 3 times.
I know they won, but they still benefited from a couple breaks. For example, a rule I've never seen in the history of my life watching football.
That was crazy.
I don't understand the explanation, even though my guy Jerome Boger, now he's not good at officiating, but he's awesome on the mic, where he's like, two fouls happen, and y'all seen them fouls now. And, like, he goes in and gives you that. I love that, dude. I love listening to him talk. But that was a bizarre sequence where somehow the end game was the Redskins got the ball in the two. I don't understand that. I'm glad it worked out that way. So the incentive, I guess, would be, by the way, just digressing, is if there's a penalty that's been committed by the team that's receiving a kick, you should just go club a guy in the head or drag him to the ground with a face mask because you get offsetting penalties, and then the ball's at the one somehow. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, whatever. But they couldn't run the ball in the second half, so they kept trying to do it, and they were in bad down and distance. That was the problem in week number one, being in bad down and distance. You overcame it this time. You can't do that against some of the good clubs that are facing.
I know they won, but 0-1 was the record yesterday in goal-to-go offense. They didn't score. They had to settle for a field goal. They had a second and goal from the four and through consecutive incompletions on a fade and then a toss back of the end zone to their smallest receiver, Chris Thompson. I know they won, but you get goal-to-go, you better score a touchdown.
They need more of that.
Preview of tomorrow's show. There's a lot to get to that we didn't get to cover because on Mondays we do so much Redskins analysis. Kevin Durant, it looks like, was caught tweeting people from his account as if he was on a different account, which now leads us to believe that he has an account that he uses to defend himself on Twitter, which is hilarious. I want to get into that. Kyrie Irving was on First Take and was asked about his relationship with LeBron James and effectively said he didn't talk to LeBron James before demanding a trade. Why should he? He didn't owe LeBron anything. That's going to make a lot of headwaves. And Ezekiel Elliott struggled yesterday. LaDainian Tomlinson says he quit on his team. Videos come out of him basically pouting on the bench.
There's a play where there's some pretty good evidence of that.
I cannot wait to talk about that tomorrow. Plus, Redskin Survivor as well.
We'll get that going manana.
So that's all coming up tomorrow right here on Grant and Danny. And we'll be able to break down what happens with the Giants tonight. The Redskins, at worst, will be tied for the NFC East lead. Chad Dukes versus the world, top of the hour.
For G, for B, for T, I'm D. CDVTW's up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.